Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I shared 5 confronting questions you need to ask when long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies are in intensive care. You can check out last week's blog by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to share how to achieve sustainable funding for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies. Long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care have the second highest ranking costs of all DRGs. DRGs stands for diagnosis-related groups in Australia, and those costs are spiraling. Only LVAD insertion, which is left ventricular assist device, is more expensive. The total cost for looking after long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care was $435,900,328 in financial year 2010 and 2011, or to put it in other words, $400,900,328 in total. That's close to $200,000 funding per patient with an average length of stay of close to 50 days in intensive care. You can look up the most recent statistics here on the National Hospital Cost Data Collection, Australian Public Hospitals Cost Report in 2010-2011, round 15. Check out the link below this video. Most of long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care wouldn't have any quality of life, and once out of the most acute phase and once off inotropes, there's often no need to keep those patients in intensive care and prolong their suffering unnecessarily in a limiting and inhibiting intensive care environment. It's very interesting to find that those massive expenses for DRGs AO6A and AO6B, which are the DRGs for ventilation with tracheostomy, are being ignored by clinicians, politicians, by the Federal Health Minister, and also by state health ministers. In order to contain the massive cost burden, achieve sustainable funding, and also improve the quality of life, or quality of end of life in some instances, for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies, other first world countries, such as Germany, have way more innovative and way more cost-effective solutions to this massive dilemma. Other first world countries have similar problems in this area of intensive care. However, they realized nearly 20 years ago that the expenses, as well as the poor quality of life for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care, are no longer sustainable. By continuing to treat long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care and spend up to $5,000 per bed day in intensive care, block a precious, expensive, in-demand and scarce ICU bed, and leave long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care and their families with no quality of life, way more holistic, innovative and cost-effective solutions have been developed. And you guessed it, instead of continuing to treat medically stable, long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care, treatment is continuing at home with specialized intensive home care nursing services. Everybody wins by having a more cost-effective and also way more holistic and patient and family-friendly model of care in an intensive care home environment. Plus, intensive care units have an empty bed available that can be used for another critically ill patient in need of an intensive care bed. Everybody wins. Intensive Care at Home is providing similar services, and we exclusively work with critical care registered nurses who have a minimum of 2 years clinical ICU experience or who have a critical care certificate or the equivalent. We can help your ICU to free up beds, cut the costs, and improve the quality of life for your long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies and their families. I want to know what your thoughts are. Do you think costs and the quality of life for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies are sustainable in intensive care when funding bodies continue to pay up to $5,000 per pet day in intensive care? Leave your comments on the blog below this video. We are also currently hiring enthusiastic and experienced intensive care nurses with critical care certificate for ventilated Melbourne clients in Victoria. We would also like to hear from you if you have a minimum of 2 years pediatric ICU experience, as we have opportunities there as well. For more information, check out our career section or contact me on 041-094-2230. Thank you so much for watching this week's blog, and I'll see you again in another update next week. Thank you. This is Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, and I'll see you again in another update next week.